As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2022. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Odyssey Wichita Senior Vice President and General Manager Jackie Wise. Hey, welcome to Issues 2022.
Thanks, Steve.
So many years we've worked together, and this is my my first shot at you. And we were talking before we began the show here that I was told you that if you don't like anything at all, you can just fire me. Let's begin.
Or we'll just punt the show.
There you go. Let's begin with a little background, Jackie. How long have you been with Odyssey?
I have been with Odyssey. It will be 22 years on September 6th.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Were you with Entercom before?
No. I came in 2000.
Okay.
September 26th of 2000.
Okay. Where else have you worked in radio? Tell us about your background.
It was 1982. Started at KFH. That's where it wasn't where I first met you. I knew you when you were a teenage idol. But a friend of mine, Linda Carrier Metz, who is still a very dear friend of mine, was working at a radio station, KFH, and KBRA, Cabra.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful music station. Before they took the bra off the end of it and made it super radio. But anyway, went to work there. She encouraged me to apply for a position, and that was how many years ago?
82.
Yeah.
40?
43 years ago? Oh. No.
No, today's 22.
Okay.
You know, it's something we have in common. Both of us don't do math.
We don't do math.
You know, talk about Linda for just a second, because my feeling is, my understanding is, she may have been the first female general manager we had in commercial radio in Wichita.
You know, she was.
In commercial radio.
She was GM for, I think, about a 6-month period of time before she went to restaurant marketing as their marketing director.
Mm-hmm.
She was also a sales manager there, possibly one of the first radio sales managers.
Yeah.
Maybe Kathy Lambert was before her at Cake. But she went over there, told me there was an opening, and I thought, well, you know, it sounds like fun. I happened to listen to KFH at the time, too. So I went and interviewed with Dave Martin, and he hired me.
Yeah, but that was your first job in radio?
It was my first job in radio.
Okay.
And to tell you how long ago that was, he wouldn't hire me without interviewing my husband first.
Oh, really?
Seriously. Dave, if you're listening, things have changed, haven't they?
Dave's a strange dude.
I remember he used to leave work every Friday by 5. So, and when I first started, we would have a 7:30 sales meeting. every single morning and a 5 o'clock sales meeting.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
hard work.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little more about you. Are you from Wichita?
I am from Wichita, born and raised, grew up out west, and went to West High. Just like you, Steve, I'm a pioneer.
And what, Wichita State University?
Yeah, I went to Wichita State University, focused on journalism and business.
Yeah, so what motivated you to get involved in this wacky business we call radio?
In this wacky business. Well, you know, it was interesting. Took radio class out at WSU. Learned how to splice the tape and
edit,
all that.
Edit with tape?
Yes.
That was fun.
Professor Kelly.
But you could hurt yourself.
Yeah, you can. They took those sharp things away from me.
Sharp.
So it appealed to me, and I was always a big radio listener. While other kids when they were teens and in high school were listening, you know, watching TV, I was listening to my radio and listening to KFH, CBS Mystery Theater. Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. You know, it was great to go to bed with. So I was always fascinated by radio.
That's interesting because you're one of those of us who are a certain age. There was something about that theater of the mind. You could close your eyes and you got a good imagination.
Absolutely.
And that's why people like radio, I think.
You know, that's what's so wonderful about radio is theater of the mind. And I've never been a big TV person. Still, I'm still not.
So you started in sales. You remember your first sale?
Yes, I do. It was to Larry Baum, who was with OK Transfer. Delightful man. My very first sale, I think I sold him a 13 or a 26-week schedule. He was running OK Transfer Moving and Storage at the time. And because it was my first sale, it was such a big deal, and he was always a favorite client of mine. I had wonderful clients through the years when I worked at KFH Radio.
That's a tough part of the business, sales, and you get a lot of no's before they say yes, right?
Yeah, you certainly
get a lot of rejection.
A lot of rejection. So, yeah, I'm used to a lot of rejection. But I got to tell you again, I had wonderful clients, worked with great agencies and direct clients. And you develop a relationship with them, and you're really in a position where you're helping them grow their business through marketing and advertising, and it was very satisfying.
And you were successful in sales, very successful. But do you care to mention? You mentioned one or two accounts that you found just the most enjoyable, the most gratifying. One or two that you just love to call on.
Yeah, I love to call on Augusta RV. Bill Ledgerwood and
yes.
his family, when I first started calling on them, they were in a little bitty shop.
Do you know his daughter was a sorority sister of my daughter's?
So she,
yeah.
no.
Yeah. They're great people.
Ledgerwood. You know, so then she would be a sorority sister of mine.
Of yours, because
yeah.
you're Delta Gamma, too.
Wow. Yes. And
So there's one.
One. Janelle was his wife. Lovely family. Darren, I think, was the name of one of his sons. Anyways, I worked very closely with him, and his business really took off, and I felt like I got to play a part in that, albeit a small one, and it was delightful working with them. Another one, Jim and Beverly Cole owned Roth Heating and Air Conditioning, and they were just good people. Great couple to work with. I felt like, KFH got to play a part in helping their business grow, and they were delightful people. There were also lots of things we would do in the community and with promotions, and we would interact with the clients, and we could see the client get immediate results when we were on site doing promotions. And that was really satisfying.
Personally, you can tell me to take a hike on this, but your husband, Forrest, is a terrific guy. You guys have been as far as I know, had a pretty good marriage.
Most days, pretty good.
But how did you guys meet? Can you tell me?
Yeah, he was playing football out at WSU and attending classes out there. So I met him out at WSU. Fell madly in love. And
he did or you did?
Well,
both of you.
Well, he did, and then he worked really hard and won me over. I'm not going to be able to let him listen to this.
I don't believe it is.
And we've been married for 42 years.
Wow.
So, you know, we've gone this far. I don't see any changes to that.
Is there any secret to, I'll ask you, between you and Forrest in achieving that delicate balance of working and parenting for two working people? Is there any secrets to that? I don't know that I have any. Do you? Ever thought about it?
I don't know that it's a secret, but, you know, if both partners are going to work, they both have to be equally involved in child rearing. Yep. And Forrest was as engaged as a father as he could have been. He coached the kids on all their teams. We were at every game together, he more than carried his weight, and I think that's a huge, huge part of a successful marriage.
I'm sure you ever wonder about people who, the single parent who has to carry that alone. That is tough.
Really tough. My heart goes out to him because not only did I have Forrest, we had our mothers who were widowed. And so we had them as support, too, and it was wonderful to have that multi-generational influence in their lives, and I think they really benefited from that.
You know, we kind of take it for granted in the radio business that about gender equality and so forth, but did you ever experience any challenges over gender on the job?
Oh, yeah.
Not too specific, but.
You know, I didn't get a hit on a lot. And I would like to think that's because, number one, I had great clients. And number two, I had great clients
when you wear a sidearm on every call, you know.
Yeah, really. Look at this. I first experienced it when Dave Martin wouldn't hire me without talking to my husband.
That's
first.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, that was 1982, and I know that was a long time ago, but, you know, a lot of women in the workforce then. And I wanted the job so bad, and I really wasn't a woman's libber, so it's like, sure, you know. And he had a conversation. In fact, I think Forrest came to the station and met with him. And I wanted the job, and we really didn't think anything of it at the time, you know.
Yeah. I can imagine that meeting because Forrest probably said, "Dave, if you don't hire her, I'm going to beat you senseless." Well, now you've been involved in civic activities outside the job, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I guess you figure that's part of when you take a leadership role.
Yes.
What have you been involved in? A couple of things.
Probably the one that was most meaningful to me was my engagement with the United Way of the Plains. Pat Hanrahan was the executive director there, and he was a delight to work with. I was on the board of United Way for years and then on the executive board for years as well. The thing I remember most about that and what I'm most proud of probably in the things I did outside of my work here, I was chairperson of the 2014 United Way campaign in the community. And that year, the community met their goal, not by much, just over, but, you know, a win's a win, by raising over $15 million.
You know, and it's probably because of you and the fact that I emceed their kickoff breakfast.
I bet that was it.
I don't think I did, but I did one year.
You did.
But there's that. And another one I'd like to point out to you, your involvement with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for, what, a year or two or more?
Yeah, actually, I served on the KAB Board of Directors for a number of years. And then I think it was 2005, I was elected as the first female chair of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
How about that?
Which I thought was
a
pretty neat deal.
Yeah.
And so I served as chair for a year. And then after that, I actually am still involved with the KAB. I don't know if you know this, but they have a sister organization called Kansas Marketing Services. It's a for-profit arm that works to help politicians who are supportive of the broadcast industry. And I'm vice president of that and have been for probably the last 8 years.
You're listening to Issues 2022 on the Odyssey radio stations. Our guest is Odyssey Wichita Senior Vice President and General Manager Jackie Wise. Jackie, did you have any teachers who influenced you when you were growing up? I don't know if I'm... Did I word that right?
Yeah. Yes. Actually, Mr. Jenkins, who was in charge of Project Deep at West High School.
I remember that name.
You remember that name?
Jenkins, yeah.
Yes. And what is so funny is that Forrest's cousin married his sister. So, you know, what a small, small world.
It's Wichita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then out at WSU, Mr. Hobson, who was a distinguished professor of journalism at WSU, was very influential. And then...
You could probably remember more if you'd gone to class.
There's some truth to that.
Now, as a youngster, let's go back. What did you envision yourself doing for a living when you grew up? Or did you even think about it when you were a kid?
Yeah, I wanted to be an airline stewardess.
Really?
I think every young girl wanted to be an airline stewardess. And then in college, my first couple of years, I was an administration of justice major because I wanted to be a parole officer.
Really?
Yeah. So now you know that my career in radio has, you know, that experience has served me well.
Well, yeah, the probation thing, I mean, parole officer, I mean, the people you've been dealing with, the air talent. Now, this is really a sweeping general question. How has our business changed over the years?
Wow, it has changed, as all industries have. It's been amazing. When I started in this business, I worked for two radio stations, KFAH and KBRA, and most people only worked for one. Yeah. You know, we were lucky we had two. Uh-huh. I think we were limited by the FCC at that time, no more than two licenses.
Yeah.
And after consolidation started in the 90s, you know, we have five stations in our group now. At one time, we had six. I think the group up the street has six. So all of a sudden we went from overseeing one station and being competitive with all these other stations in the market to having all of these competitors in the same building with you.
Right. We're competing with all our buddies. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the person that you competed with aggressively, who was across the street, was now in the same building as you with consolidation. And it completely changed the industry.
You know, I can remember when I was growing up and when I started in this business, there was maybe eight or nine signals in the market.
Yeah.
And I was in my car the other day searching, and there's got to be 5 million of them coming into the market.
You know, there's a lot. There's probably 20 viable signals for this market. But you're right. There used to be five viable signals. And so that has really changed. And it's made the sales game much, much harder.
Oh, yeah.
Because, it's spread that audience around, and so that's been challenging for sales, but we've adapted, so
now,
everything's good.
Describe the COVID pandemic's impact on Odyssey Wichita. Pretty tough, wasn't it?
You know, one thing, I want to take the time to say this, that I'm so proud of people like yourself, our entire programming staff, because while everybody else left the building, you guys were here. Every single workday, you know, Monday through Friday, you guys were here informing and entertaining. And, you know, the thing is, you guys wanted to be here. You didn't want to be outside of the station while the rest of us were working from home. And it was great to see all of the programming team's dedication and commitment to our listeners, and really to each other, too, because there was risk involved in that. And you guys... guys took that, so I will always be grateful.
You know, just about every employee has been out with COVID, quarantined or had it, and we nearly lost a couple.
We did.
Very close, didn't we?
It was so frightening.
Did that change you in any way as a person?
You know, in yes.
Just watching what happened to those guys? Whoa.
Yeah, it taught me that life is short. And that while my work is very, very important to me, at the end of the day, our goal should be to not to live to work, but work to live.
Hey, that's a good one. Odyssey's not only a radio company. Tell us about the other services we have. All the other broadcasters offer to the – what do we offer to the public? In addition to just radio.
Odyssey is very much
into by the way, the other stuff, I don't care about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not as cool as radio. You know, you and I are radio people.
That's right.
Odyssey probably, they would appreciate it. I mean, you know, we're the second largest broadcasting play broadcast company in the country.
Yeah.
But we have added additional platforms. We do a lot of digital. Obviously, social media has changed the game, and that's very important to us. We have the Odyssey app, which you can access any of our stations across the country by downloading the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, anywhere
across the country.
You got somebody who lives in Washington State now, say, hey, you can listen to your old radio station if you want to.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
If I move from here, I can still listen to Steve and Ted
in
the morning.
When you go into the home, you'll be able to.
the rest of us.
I want to ask you, before we get away here, a couple of questions. What's your basic workplace philosophy? I know you formulated one over the years. What's your philosophy?
You know, in a nutshell, and I've got this sign in my office that says "Work hard and be kind to people." I mean, obviously, it's not that simple, but that's a really big part of it. You're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with. We have an amazing team here all the way around. And what we do as a team. And oftentimes, as an example, there used to be a divide between sales and programming. Programming didn't like sales. Sales didn't always like programming. And it's like, this is crazy, because at the end of the day, we're all serving the same people. We're serving our listeners and our advertisers. And we work together as a team, and we are a will. And no one is more important than anybody else, and we have to work together. And if someone falls short in that, then that will doesn't turn the way it needs to.
Yes, and we turn on them and beat them. now, tell me, Jackie, seriously, tell me about one or two people who boosted your career. Like mentor types
Lynn Harris would certainly be one of those at the top of the list. I went from a GM who was somewhat stern and
aloof, distant,
rigid.
And
then here comes Lynn. And Lynn was a real people person, and he understood people, and he understood what motivated people and how to make them want to be better. And I would like to think I learned a great deal about that from him. And I think he would be surprised to hear me say.
Well, he's a guy. I mean, I knew him when I was in high school. He did his student teaching at West. So I knew him from high school.
Did you really?
Yeah. And he's one of those guys. He could communicate what's important and what's not.
Yes.
It's that easy. And he was always looking to have a good time.
He was looking to have a good time. And what a concept, having a good time at work.
Especially if you're in radio.
Exactly. That's what we do best.
They pay us to do this.
But he had a big impact in my life, and I should tell him that someday because I don't know if he knew that. He also gave me my first shot at management as well. But he's a good guy, and he was a great general manager.
Now I'm out of time. Now you're going to retire. When's your last day?
September 30th.
September 30th. Okay. Well, Jackie, thank you. I've gotten to know you better than I have in the past 40 years today. I appreciate your time this morning because I know you're a busy person.
You bet. Thank you for asking me.
Our guest is Odyssey Wichita Senior Vice President and General Manager Jackie Wise. That's all for this edition of Issues 2022. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.